Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition. We're kicking off hour number one, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can experience the bulletin board system and more. It's all totally free at freetalklive.com. It is a show about your calls. You can call in about virtually anything. So we're starting out with Jim in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jim.
How you guys doing today?
Good. What's up?
Well, first I wanted to make a quick comment about the Military Commissions Act Bush just signed a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And then I've got a nice little horror story from Iraq.
Okay.
First about the NCA, I know you guys have been talking a lot about how people said that it only applies to aliens and not to U.S. citizens.
No, we've never said that.
Oh, haven't you?
No, it applies to anybody.
No. Absolutely.
I'm sorry if we didn't make that clear. It's anybody, sir.
Oh, what? No, I know you guys have said that. And I just wanted to say that by the text of the bill, most of the bill does apply to anybody who's declared an illegal enemy combatant. Right. The denial of habeas corpus specifically applies to alien illegal enemy combatants. And that said, there's not exactly anything holding the government to that, but that is what the law says.
Okay, well, how about the Jose Padilla incident? I mean, obviously this guy's been held for over 3 years now, and he doesn't get to see any evidence. So, I mean, obviously they're operating under the...
Well, he's supposed to go to a real trial next year. I don't know if that's going to change
next
now.
Next whole year.
Right.
I mean, what happened to speedy trial?
Jose Padilla is a tragedy, but, I mean, he's not...
Where did
it's
you
not just, actually under the Military Commissions Act?
Jim, I'm curious where did you get that information from? Because we played a clip from Jonathan Turley from George Washington University last night, and he seemed to make it pretty darn clear that the provisions that apply to unlawful enemy combatants include the fact that you can just be thrown into a brig, have your rights stripped from you. I mean, where did you hear that wasn't necessarily fully the case?
Well, I just read the law itself, and it said the denial of habeas corpus only applies to alien enemy combatants, and I mean I'm sure he was absolutely right, because if the government throws you in a brig, there's certainly no real way for you to even contest that you are an American citizen. They can just say you're not and bye.
Okay, all right, so give me the Iraq story, sir.
Okay, well, I picked this up on the Thursday broadcast of Democracy Now. I'm not sure if you guys listen to that.
No,
but apparently this Iraqi born U.S. citizen named Mohammed Munaf, a couple of years ago, he went to Iraq with, like, three Romanian journalists, and they were all abducted by insurgents and held for a couple months, and then they were all released. And then the U.S. government picked this guy up and claimed that he had, I don't even know how they got this, but they claimed that he had abducted these guys, and they held him for something like 16 months, and then handed him over to the Iraqi courts for processing, basically. And the judge was about to throw out the case because there was no evidence that he had been involved in any way.
Okay.
And then two U.S. military officers show up, and one of them claims to be representing the Romanian embassy, of all things, and says that Romanian is demanding that Munaf be put to death. And then they go talk to the judge in closed chambers outside of the presence of any legal counsel. And then the judge comes back and immediately declares Munaf guilty and orders his execution.
Holy crap.
Something special was said in the chambers, huh?
Yeah, I mean, apparently the U.S. military is responsible for the security of judges in Iraq, which is a big deal because judges in Iraq apparently get killed.
Yeah, they get assassinated, sure. So they probably said, hey, look, if you don't put this guy to death, we're just going to forget about your security detail.
Yeah, but that's absolutely terrifying. This guy's an American citizen, and they hand him over to an Iraqi court, and when the Iraqi court decides they don't want to convict him or anything, the U.S. military sends some guys in and says, hey, we want this guy killed.
Wow. That's pretty outrageous.
I mean, it's completely outrageous. It's
Jim, thank you
terrifying.
For the story. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Wow. Yeah, that's a frightening one.
That is 1-800-259-9231. Allows you to take control of the airwaves. In fact, we've got more news out of Iraq. Mark, what's going on over there?
From the AP, the two-month-old joint U.S.-Iraqi bid to crush violence in the Iraqi capital did not meet our overall expectations.
Hmm.
As attacks in Baghdad rose by 22% in the first 3 weeks of the Muslim holy month Ramadan.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. You can't eat anything from sunrise to sunset. The U.S. military spokesperson said on Thursday, the spike in violence during the month of fasting is disheartening, and the Americans were now, especially to the people that were involved in these attacks, I imagine it was very disheartening. And the Americans were now working with Iraqi authorities to refocus security measures, said Major General B. Caldwell. Now, refocus, it sounds like you're just kind of getting things together. But haven't we been there 3 years?
I think it's been more than three.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
In Baghdad, Operation Together Forward has made a difference in the focus areas that has not met our overall expectations in sustaining a reduction in the level of violence, said Caldwell in his weekly
Translation,
newsletter.
We are useless.
Well, we messed this one up, apparently. We being the United States military.
Yeah.
The gloomy assessment of the operation, which was set in motion with the deployment of an extra 12,000 U.S. and Iraqi troops, apparently.
In Baghdad.
Was issued at a time of perceived tension between the U.S. military and administration and the nearly five-month-old government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Caldwell said, for example, that U.S. forces had been forced to release a captured top organizer for radical Shiite cleric Muqattal al-Sadr on Wednesday, a day after he was detained on suspicion of illegal activities.
Forced to release him?
Yes.
How's that?
I don't know. He said that Mazen al-Said, a top organizer with the Sadr movement, political party in western Baghdad, was set free on the demand of al-Maliki, that's the president guy, al-Saidi said that he had been detained along with five of his aides for suspected involvement in Shiite militant violence.
Caldwell, so wait, the president of Iraq said, ordered his freedom?
That appears to be the case.
Hmm.
Caldwell also said that U.S. forces had entered the city of Balad as early as last Friday after it got word of early stages of the sectarian killings that swept through the region an hour's drive from Baghdad for 4 days and left at least 95 people dead, most of them Shiites. He said that the control of the city has left in the hands of the Iraqi military, however, and that the Iraqi government had not asked for U.S. assistance. U.S. forces were continuing to patrol the city, which has a major U.S. air base on the outskirts. When are we going to leave this place where these people want us gone?
There's no plan for that.
No, there is no plan for that.
When we get there, we're going to leave when we get the Iraqi government all set up.
It's trying to hold together something that's just going to fall apart as soon as we leave.
Yeah, well,
and how many Americans, how many people are going to die in the trying to set up this government that it's just going to be torn apart?
That's the way it's looking.
I mean, the majority of Iraqi people want us out of there within 6 months.
The supermajority, I believe.
Yeah, it's well...
Like 80%?
Yeah, it's like 70-something percent, well into the high 70s, I believe, that want us
and if
out
you don't,
within
if you
a
don't,
year.
What's the one group that likes the U.S.?
The Kurds, but they're leaving.
See, if you don't factor them in, then it's something like 90-plus
yeah.
percent
it is.
Want us out.
Now, the Kurds aren't...
And, wasn't it like 61% want to shoot us?
Yeah, right now.
Like 90% want us out, 61% would like to shoot us.
No, I think it's 40-something percent that would like to shoot us. I don't have those statistics
okay.
sitting here, right here in front of me, but I can look them up.
Oh, don't worry about it.
All right. But either way, it's just so ridiculous that we're over there still. It's ridiculous that we went, but it's so awful that we're over there. I mean,
we gotta see it through.
See what through? The Kurds are flying... The Kurds are flying their own flag. Mm. I mean, this country is... falling apart. It's civil war.
Yeah.
They do not want us holding Iraq together. Iraq is a line drawn in the drawn on a map by an English guy. It doesn't have anything to do with these people.
And what's wrong with letting them draw a few more lines?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that help the problem out here? I mean, let them separate themselves. Secession.
We
it
promised
is the
our
answer.
Friends in Turkey that we wouldn't let a free Kurdistan exist.
I think it's funny that you support Iraqi secession, but not U.S. secession, not secession of the United States.
Yeah,
as far as the individual states here.
I don't know if I'm quite ready to do that.
Yeah. Because you just can't let go of a lost cause. Sort of like George Bush and his war.
I like bald eagles.
We're going to see it through. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Got something a little bit lighter tonight instead of all this destruction of freedoms and all that. We've got something a little different that's on the way about the miserable status of college graduates. It's so miserable, it's laughable. You're going to enjoy it. 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. Paula is coming up.
All right.
It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I mentioned the bulletin board system. There's over 130,000 posts there. There's over 1,200 people interacting, and it's totally free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org to the phones, to the fun. Ladies first, it's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. How you doing?
Hi,
hey,
sweetie.
Okay, listen, I wanted to try. I've heard a program that you had on earlier, but this whole thing that we're going through right now, this is
we don't
what,
just a point of information. We don't have a program earlier.
Well,
we
I heard
are
something
7
was
to 10 o'clock earlier. Eastern time, Monday through Saturday.
But anyway, while we're in Iraq, it's more than this. The Jews are wanting to take over Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Lebanon,
really?
And Saudi Arabia.
How do you know this?
A Catholic priest has just come out on a tape explaining everything.
How does a Catholic
because
priest know what the Jews want to do?
They're the Masons. They know
wait, the Catholics
on.
Are the Masons?
Yes,
I know
sir.
Lots of people
yes,
that are Masons. I know
yes,
lots
sir.
Of people that are Masons that aren't
but anyway,
Jewish, though.
The
no,
thing
no, she
is,
says the Catholics
and,
are the Masons.
And this is in your Bible also. And we're going through chastisement right now. And the thing is that God said we have to go through this. We are going to be invaded. But
mm-hmm.
and he said we have to go through this because of all the evil and the corruption of our government. But the thing over there in the Middle East is that they're wanting to take this over to take Solomon's or David's land back because they want to go over there and build
I'm
a temple.
I'm sorry. I just totally didn't hear anything you said. What's that music you've got on in the background, Paula?
Oh, that's a TV in another room. My husband's watching there.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, this is all biblical, hon, and we're getting ready to go through this.
Right, because the Bible is a collection of prophecies that must be fulfilled, right?
Well, God said he told about this himself, and he said
so
that we have.
So, because it says it in an old book, it must be true, right?
Well, it has just been properly translated, okay? Because a long time ago, it wasn't properly translated. But the
why
thing is
it this one old book has all of the you know
because,
the prophecies
honey,
for the world?
Your father God is telling you why we're
no,
going through.
No, my
this.
Dad lives down in Sarasota, Florida.
I'm talking about your heavenly father that loves you very dearly. But the thing is, he said we have to go through this, but he'll help us through this, and he will bring us through it. But the thing is, this has all been planned. It's called the master plan.
And you say it's the Jewish people that are behind
yeah.
it, huh?
Yeah,
every single
okay,
Jewish person in the world is all in on this conspiracy.
Let me explain this. We are the Israelites.
Isn't Jesus a Jew?
No.
I don't know.
No,
oh,
he
am
wasn't.
I wrong
we're,
about that
we're Anglo-Saxon.
Wait, Mark, you're the Jesus expert in the room.
That's my understanding is that Jesus was Jewish.
So Jesus
no,
is in on the plan then,
we,
right?
We originally came out of Ireland.
He started
Scotland.
This, didn't he?
Huh?
It was Jesus. He started this plan, didn't
no,
he?
No, he didn't. No.
Well, now why is he exempt? Because he's a Jewish
he's
person.
He's not exempt. I'm saying that... This God said there would never be peace on earth until he came back.
Who?
Jesus himself.
Okay.
But the thing
is he back
is,
yet?
Huh?
Is he back yet?
No, he's no. It's not time yet.
Okay.
They have got
now, how are you going to know when it is
okay,
time?
Okay, let me explain something.
I know.
When the temple is built, okay, the Antichrist will be taken down, and then he will be miraculously healed. But the thing is, Jesus will come back.
Now, which temple? When?
They're going to rebuild Solomon's temple in Israel.
Okay, so it has to be in Israel. Does it have to be in a specific place? I mean, if they get it off...
Yes, it will be Jerusalem.
If it's 10 inches away from the specific place where it needs to be, is this all going to just
fall? It will be Jerusalem. But we are the we are the Anglo-Saxons. We are the Israelites, and the Jews are... We're two different bloodlines. And
I don't know.
I know for a fact.
How do I know that I'm not a Jewish person? That's what I want to know. Because you're telling me that if I'm a Jewish person, that means I'm in on the conspiracy.
No, not if you don't want to be.
But you told me that all Jews are
there are some Jews that are they're controlling our government right now. They have a member of their own people in every representative
why
office.
Why would the Jewish people
because
put
they're
an evangelical
Satan.
Christian in the
okay,
office
let me explain
of
something. Let me explain something. In the very beginning of the earth, remember in the Bible it talked about Satan's seed and her seed?
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, it's in there. It's in Genesis 2.
I can't stand reading that thing.
Well,
okay,
anyway... He had children, and so and we came from the third son. And the first.
I thought there was only one son in the galaxy.
No.
This
I mean,
is the third son of Adam and Eve.
There was she
right,
had
right.
two sons in the beginning.
Cain and Abel.
And then she had a third son 100 years later. But anyway, these
100 years later.
Yeah, these people.
Yes, 100 years later. Yeah.
900 years or whatever.
No, anyway.
How long did these people live? That's what I want to know.
What people? Who?
This lady, she's pumping out kids at 120 or whatever.
It was 100 years later after
her first two kids.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have kids at, you know, two.
A long
you have to be
time ago.
About 18
all right,
or 17
let me explain
or
something.
Whatever.
We had a protection around the earth a long time ago.
Like
and
a force field?
Us. Did you know that? There was a protection around the earth.
What was it made out of?
It was a fluid-like substance. When the flood happened, water came down from it plus rain from here, and this is what caused the flood. But the thing is that
Where'd the water go, Paula?
Huh?
Where'd the water go?
It went all over the place.
Well, I don't mean right then, but I mean now.
We didn't have water before.
If all the water came from the firmament or wherever it came from, this water vapor that was around the world, where did it go once it fell? Because obviously...
It went around different places of the earth, but not the whole earth, but I mean it went around, you know, a lot of different places.
Yeah, water seeks level, Mark.
Wait, as a matter of fact... That's the problem with this, though.
The Mediterranean Sea at one time was not at the level it is now, and it was closed, and during this time...
They closed the whole sea?
The Mediterranean was, it had some, but not at the level it is now.
I tell you, God works in mysterious ways.
Under repairs.
Yeah, he does. He works in mysterious ways. He does.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I mean, you've been sent here for a purpose. Everybody is.
Okay.
And you're told before
you're... What's your purpose, Paula?
I'm not really sure, but I'm beginning to see something. But anyway, like I'm saying,
Didn't you tell me that you talked to God before?
I talked to... Everybody can talk to him.
Well, why don't you just ask him what your purpose is? I mean, why do you have to try and, like, discern it and figure it out?
Because he wants you to discern it.
Hmm.
But anyway, he tells you before you ever come here... what you're being sent here for, and then it's taken from you, but he wants you to do it on your own.
Can you repeat that?
What?
Huh?
Can you repeat that? He tells you what?
I said before your spirit ever comes here, you're told ahead of time what it is, and you agree to do it. And then he takes it from you, because he wants you to do it on your own.
He tell me to be an atheist?
Did he tell Jeffrey Dahmer to eat little boys?
No, that's your own choice.
Did he tell Jeffrey Dahmer to eat little boys?
He gives you choices.
Oh. So what did he tell me, Paula? That's what I would like to know.
It's up to you to figure it out.
But wait, so I don't have to necessarily go along with his little plan, is what you're saying?
He leaves it up to you to do this on your own.
It's
up to you whether you fulfill it or not.
So what's next?
All I'm saying is that we're getting ready to go through a chastisement.
Oh, really?
And this is what this is all about.
Will he force us to fetch our own switch?
Will he what?
You said we're going to be chastised.
We're going through it right now.
I see.
And it's because we've gone against him. He said because of all the evil, and he said the corrupt governments, he said we have gone against him big time. And so because of this,
what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
We're going to be invaded. And he said this.
No.
And he said he will help us through it, though.
By whom? Thank goodness he's on our side. Isn't he always on the side of the Americans? Thank you, Paula. We really appreciate it. He's on our side, Mark.
I didn't find out who was going to invade us.
Next time, she'll be back. You know she'll be back.
Yes, she will.
800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners, or better yet, be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. If you are one of our lady listeners, go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by Flax from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
As we go back to the phones and to the fun, to Doug in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Did I hear Paula correctly say something like her husband was watching TV?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being married to that?
Well,
I don't know, just yapping over there and talking about all this weird stuff. Holy cow.
I know I would probably lose myself in television if I was married to her as well.
I'm sure she's a very loving and devoted woman.
Well, married with children doesn't look so bad anymore.
So what's on your mind, Doug?
Well, I was just curious. I own some duplexes here in Minneapolis, and I was always remember you guys moving in there and you had some problems at first. I'm just curious who's living next door to you, or if those problems ever resolved themselves?
Oh, the people next door are great. It was the kids that left that were terrible.
Did you ever get payment from them? Or
no. Nope. He left so much crap in the house, and there was a bunch of crap, and there was also some somewhat valuable things, like I guess there was a few snowboarding supplies, the PlayStation 2. There's a couple of things that had a little bit of value. And I told the kid that I'd give him a shot. Like, if he wanted to get his stuff back, he could pay me my rent. And, in fact, I told him that all he'd have to do is pay half the rent, since it was two kids that were on the lease. I figured that was pretty reasonable.
That's nice.
Since there were two kids that were on the lease, the one kid got all of his stuff out for the most part, so I couldn't really hold anything of his. So I don't have anything to hold over his head. It was the other kid that left all the crap in the house, and So he made it sound like he wanted his stuff. I said, well, you're going to have me a $100 payment by the end of the month? I figured I'd let him make payments, too. You know, he's a pathetic loser and apparently can't put any money together. So I figured $100 a month. Who can't put together $25 a week, right? So he said, yeah, I'll have it for you by the end of the month. And so I waited and waited and waited. End of the month came. And of course, he didn't have anything. So now everything is mine. And I didn't get any money.
Wow.
You win some, you lose some.
See, aren't you afraid of being sued or anything? Because, you know, I got these tenants in Minneapolis. They don't pay me rent. And if I withhold things like, oh, you know, fixing showers and, you know, replacing the stove that I have to pay for.
Yeah, but he doesn't live here. I understand that. But he doesn't live here now. So how's he going to sue me?
Yeah, but he could say he's you're stolen his stuff. You've taken his stuff.
He left it here. He was supposed to be out by a certain day. It becomes mine.
You know, I don't know how every state is, and I know they vary widely. But in Florida, anything that's been left in a house that's been abandoned for 72 hours belongs to the landlord.
Oh, you're kidding! We got 60 days. We got to hold this for.
I got 60 days.
Out.
What? You
hold
broke up.
I people move out of my place. I evicted them. I've got to hold their stuff and store it at my expense for 60 days.
That's insane.
Absolutely. I got a garage full of crap, you know. And, you know, amazingly, before the 60 days is up, the stuff is missing somehow. But, you know, that's not the point.
Wow. That's that's outrageous.
Burglarized.
It's just really crazy. But, hey, I just wanted to say, maybe we should, I'm glad you guys are getting along so much better now. I've been listening to the podcast. There's a lot of fighting going on over intellectual property.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, we kiss
and make up after the show's over.
Dear God.
Yeah.
What are you talking
That's
about?
Good. Hey, I miss Corgo and Johnson, too.
Yeah, I know. We do, too. And hopefully they'll make it up here sooner rather than later.
All right. Well, good. I'm still listening.
You can send them an email if you want to harass them about it. Because it's up to them, not us.
Well, it's 38 degrees outside today. How is it for you guys?
It's been up there. It's like a low 60s. Doug, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Once it gets to weather, you know the call's over. 800-259-9231. So how's the weather up there in New Hampshire?
Well, once you give the temperature, that's about it, right?
Let's go to Mike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Mike, how's the temperature down there in Arizona? Can you imagine how bad it would be if every caller on the radio was talking about the weather?
Well, we say in Arizona, you guys don't want to know.
So what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, I just got done voting. I vote by mail, and I got my ballot. You know, when they send out, I don't know about New Hampshire, but out here, they have a litany of propositions. There's about 20 of them you have to go through.
Mm.
And one of the ones that struck me was one concerning methamphetamine possession.
Oh.
The law currently, Arizona passed a law, I think, back in the late 90s, where you could be in possession of a drug and under a certain amount, you wouldn't go to jail until it was a third offense.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think it's for, like, medical marijuana use, and that was actually passed to the surprise of many, but it passed.
Wait, Arizona is a medical marijuana state as well?
Yeah, I think. Well, don't quote me on that. I was trying to read through the laws as they're posted, and sometimes that legalese is kind of difficult. But in any event, what they want to do now is regarding methamphetamine is if you're caught using or if you're caught in possession of it one time, you go to jail.
Mm.
And you know that's. It's so ridiculous, and the funny thing is that the county attorney, Maricopa County attorney, where Phoenix.
Oh, you live in Maricopa County?
Yeah.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio?
Sheriff Joe,
oh,
yeah.
You lucky man.
I live about 5 miles from the guy.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. But anyway, the Maricopa County attorney, people are allowed to put up their pros and cons on the county website about why you should vote for something or not vote for another thing. And the county attorney wrote something kind of interesting, and it's up there. And I want to cite something from what he wrote.
Okay,
please. This is verbatim. Meth is also, quote, a parent snatcher, end quote, for children whose parents become addicted. Meth robs children of their parents and often makes their childhood a chaotic, horrible experience.
I love it. I love that he places the blame on the drug. Oh, the meth has stolen these parents. It's meth's fault.
Isn't alcohol a parent snatcher, too? I mean,
exactly.
can't somebody lose their parents to drinking too much beer or something like that? I mean, obviously their childhood is chaotic. if their dad's a raging alcoholic.
Well, listen to this. You guys are going to love this quote, this next quote.
Mm.
Time in jail is often the only thing that offers meth addicts a secure, drug-free environment and an opportunity to reflect on their situation. Doesn't that make jail sound like Club Med or something?
Well, and it's not drug-free. I mean, I know Sheriff Joe's real big and tough and everything, but I highly doubt that even his jail is truly drug-free. Though it's probably, I don't know, how often meth gets into the jails, but I know there's a variety of other drugs that do.
Well, you know, they call meth a parent snatcher, but what if you get caught with a dime bag worth of meth and you go to jail?
The police are parent snatchers.
Exactly.
Well, then we can turn the children over to people that care, like this foster system. I mean, those people, no, wait, they don't, no, they're kind of scummy people running the foster system. Yeah, that would be bad, taking parents away from kids. I mean, isn't it better to have a semi-functional parent that believes he's being chased by evil black clouds than no parent at all?
Exactly. You want the government raising your child, or at least the parent, you know, probably trying to make an effort at doing so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw that and I thought it was just, you know, it's just a ridiculous thing.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. And it's ridiculous that, and I know Maricopa County, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, isn't he the guy that built the outdoor prison extensions because they were running out of room in the actual jail in the county?
They call it Tent City, yes. And it's outdoors and there's no air conditioning, there's nothing.
They're not just putting illegal immigrants out there. They're putting anybody because they're out of room in the jail. So he just wants to keep expanding his tent city.
Well, there's the government feeding on itself there for you.
Well, yeah. Well, you guys are the ones paying the price. You guys are the ones paying the taxes. You're paying for every single one of those people that the jail is housing to the tune of however many thousands of tens of thousands of dollars it is per year. It's anywhere between probably $30,000 and $50,000 a year for each one of those prisoners. And that's not worth it.
Ian, you brought up the argument against putting people in jail for a first-time offense because, you know, how much is it really going to cost the taxpayers?
Way too much. Way too much. Thank you for the call, Mike, and let us know what happens there with that ballot measure this November. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. I promise something a little more light and fun, and that is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
we've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up virtually anything with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com if you like the fact that we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com. Maybe you should consider voluntarily supporting the show by shopping with us. We've got two different shopping options for you. And by the way, quick update on the store. It looks like our man Johnson, who is in charge of the store, is planning on moving, I guess, to Connecticut. So it's kind of like a halfway point between Florida and New Hampshire. I guess it's more than halfway. He's moving to Connecticut. He's going to be going, doing a little bit of schooling. Not sure exactly when he's going to be making it up here, but he's still in charge of the store. He's still going to be doing customer service. And we are expecting him to ship out hopefully some orders before he actually makes the move, but your orders may be slightly delayed. And, of course, you've been patient as is. Please continue being patient as we get the products in, get him settled in Connecticut, and get your products shipped out. You can probably definitely expect them before the end of, I would say, by Christmas at the latest. So we're working on it. And, again, he'll handle any customer service questions you need. Store.freetalklive.com is where you can place your order for Free Talk Live hats and shirts and other items as well. All there at store.freetalklive.com. Plus, we want you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com as well and buy virtually anything else you might possibly need, because when you shop at amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your sale. All right, so I said we had something a little lighter. And this is kind of fun. From Killian Advertising in Chicago and ABC News, if recent college graduates apply for a job at Killian Advertising, they better mind their grammar, spelling, and punctuation, not to mention their sentence structure, syntax, and diction, lest they end up in the company's cover letters from hell that it posts on its website. 6 years ago, Bob Killian, owner and founder of the agency, began posting anonymous excerpts from poorly written cover letters he received from those asking for employment. Because I guess when you send a resume, you're supposed to send a cover letter?
It's done.
I didn't know about that. But then again, I haven't really applied for many jobs.
I don't think I've ever put a cover letter on my resume. But
I haven't either.
I'm very confident in my resume, so perhaps the reason.
The mistakes ranged from the unfortunate omission, such as, I am seeking a new position, as I have recently been laid. And, quote, I also have a degree English, which serves me well in editing text for poor grammar, misspelled. I mean, if you're going to claim that you can edit for poor grammar, you should at least get the spelling of grammar correct.
That's amazing. Amazing. She says she has a degree, or the person
a degree.
Says,
I also have a degree English.
Wow.
She forgot the word in.
Mm.
I guess people don't bother checking things.
Sometimes when you proofread something, it slides by.
you should proofread more than twice.
Spell checking is a really good idea,
though. Yeah, to nonsense sentence and topics, such as, it is through the innovational process, as well as media, that the features of an image can be highlighted and brought to the forefront for the consumer viewing. Or, quote, the colors red, blue, and lavender are those that I identify with the most. I feel they accurately describe my personality?
That's ridiculous.
I choose red because I turn red when I get embarrassed.
So cute.
Some candidates even try their hand at poetry. One girl rewrote, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, editing herself and the advertising company into the story and substituting presents for a job. The goal of putting letters online, Killian said, is to show the job seekers that, hello, this is not a recognizable form of communication. And if you're going into advertising, you're going to be communicating with people. That's what advertising is.
Well, I'm not sure that it's...
sending a message.
That it's that's totally inappropriate to rewrite the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I would assume it's around Christmas time she was, putting this into the advertising agency and...
She's trying to be cute and separate herself from the other entries.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure that's the worst thing in the world.
I'm sure it's not the worst thing in the world. There's far more that was worse on this list, this excerpts that they have on this website, which we'll post the link at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I've read through these myself, and the grammar's just awful.
All right, we're going to get to a couple of highlights here from you, Mark, in a moment, but first, recently Killian went through 100 letters that arrived at his agency from applicants requesting jobs and interviews. Of the 100 letters... Not one of them, not one, was without some kind of spelling, grammar, or syntax error. Now, what are you paying for in college? I mean, if you're paying $20,000 a year, maybe you should consider going to the classes and actually learning something. Or maybe they're just not teaching things anymore. I don't know what it is. I don't go to college. I'm never going to college, as far as I'm concerned. It's useless, in my opinion, unless you want to be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer. Something like that, where you absolutely have to have college for. And it seems clear to me that the people that they're cranking out are useless when it comes to spammer and spelling and grammar. I mean, this is pathetic. These are kids with degrees, college degrees, fresh out of college, looking for a job with an advertising agency, and they can't even get their cover page right. I shudder to think of how bad the resume was. At first, Killian thought that a personal approach was best. When one of the letters came from a senior graduating from a fairly prestigious college and did not contain a single sentence without an error.
Wow.
Killian drafted a gentle note advising the student to get some help with his writing. What Killian got in response was an angry 4-page reply.
Oh, my.
He says, that really set him off, and we haven't done it since. We don't want to have to change the locks on the building. You believe this? An upper echelon college? Errors in every single sentence?
Wow.
Unfortunately, I'm not perfect, okay? I'm just a, community college graduate. I'm certainly not perfect at grammar, but I take it seriously. What little I do know, I do my best to punctuate correctly, and I do my best to put sentences together the way they should be and watch my grammar and spelling.
Well, when I send things out, it really depends on how much I care about, where I'm sending it or to whom I'm sending it.
Well, presumably, if you're looking for a job, you care a lot, right?
That's my presumption. Or how much I think that person's going to judge me harshly or something like that. So, for instance, when I send out communications that I consider to be very important, I check, double check, have somebody else read it,
yeah.
The whole thing. When I just consider that to be, I'm just typing out a little email to a friend of mine, if I forget to capitalize or put a punctuation mark in, so what?
The only way I won't...
And that really sort of speaks to how these cover letters are kicked out. Who cares whether or not, I mean, that's the feeling that I would get. Who cares whether or not I get the job at your place?
Wow, I'd be shocked if the kids that were writing these things were feeling that way.
That's how I see it. I'm just looking at the world through my little colored glasses.
You've got a gig.
I do have a gig.
Unfortunately, in the 19 years of the company's existence, the problem seems to be getting worse, which Killian attributes to changes in technology and everyday communication. I think he's wrong about that. I attribute it to the government education system, which continues to get worse. He says, though, there are a whole lot of people that can't speak in an authentic voice, We're not a generation that writes a lot. Colleges don't seem to be very demanding. Texting makes it worse. We're getting printed letters with the letter U standing for you.
Yeah.
Hello, kids. This is not your little instant message program.
Yeah, that's very bad.
Take this seriously. He says, and this kid wants to be hired in a communications position. While the site started off as a joke within the company, its popularity has helped Killian find business clients and literary agents find him. A small book is currently being compiled with cover letters from hell excerpts the company has collected over the years. Though the site's commentary pokes fun at applicants, Killian insists that ridicule is not really the point of the compilation. Quote, quite a few potential applicants are intimidated from applying or sending a cover letter at all, but they all say that all that they should do is exercise some care. I think if people just absorb what's in there, they'll at least be able to write clearly and express themselves in a meaningful way.
I like what he says about speaking in an authentic voice. So many of these.
You.
What's that?
He means be you. Don't.
Yeah.
He points out on the front page of this, again, this website, KillianAdvertising.com, we'll get you the link on the BBS, but he points out that, for instance, here's a couple of excerpts at the top. I expect the position to pay commissary to that of its value as well as to the performance completed. It is my desire to develop and generate the revolving scheme to filter the consuming public in. He says a writer uses pseudo-legalese because he lacks confidence in his authentic voice.
Well, and he ended it in a preposition.
From undergraduates trying to ace our creativity test to MBAs immersed in biz speak, applicants feel they must inflate their prose by imitating Dickens or combing the thesaurus to select the precisely wrong word.
Thesaurus. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it kind of reminds me of BSing back in high school, where you just sort of filled in as many nonsense words and unnecessary words as possible. So, Mark, did you find a couple of excerpts here from this that you wanted to share with us?
I picked out a couple. Hi, my name is, and I'm a senior at such and such university. For my advertising class, we are select and present an agency within our groups to the class in which we find interesting. Such information that I would need is how your departments are broken down, who is the executives, and how moving up the ladder is achieved.
Oh, my gosh. I know there's a little more, and we might share a few more with these as we go on with the show here. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. It is Free Talk Live. You take control.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The idea.